Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday, I think. I'm back from Europe, and I am all discombobulated. Holy cow, did I have a travel day yesterday getting back to New York City, where I'm coming to you live from Shea Negler. Happy to be back stateside. Very happy to be back in New York City. I did have an amazing time with my father over in Barcelona and surrounding environs. Absolutely incredible trip. Highly recommend, if you can get to that part of the world, doing so is fascinating. The obvious history and being steeped in so much that you can learn about and read about. And the fact that I got to go with my dad, who's a retired history teacher, who was basically an encyclopedia throughout the entire time we were there, telling me all sorts of interesting things about the region and the people and why things kind of evolved the way they did. I'm telling you, I had an absolutely fantastic time. I am, however, very excited to be back in New York, back on this side of the pond. Thanks to all of you being so patient while I sojourned across the world. Ran into a lot of football fans, not a single Packers fan, though, my entire trip. And I think I put it up here on the community page on YouTube. I did run into a waiter who recognized Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers, only to tell me that he was a 49ers fan. He was actually lovely. My dad and I were having an afternoon out, kind of people watching. I had one of the greatest cappuccinos I've ever had in my entire life, and my dad was having gelato, and our waiter was absolutely fantastic. Again, happy to be back. Thank you so much for your patience. I got to be honest, straight up front right here, right now. Like I said, I am still kind of adjusting to being back this side. And I have obviously somewhat kept track of what's going on at OTAs. I'm not going to have an exhaustive knowledge of what went on during each practice, etc. I've caught up enough, but there's a reason I took this trip, because we all know that the stuff that goes on during organized team activities is important for the team and for the development, especially of the young guys. But publicly, what we learn is not very, applicable or determining what's going to happen throughout the actual season when things start, obviously mattering. So, I'm not going to have a deep dive into what happened while I was gone when it comes to the practice field. But, that's not to diminish the work that was being done. So it's all very important. Hello to everybody in the comment section. So good to see everybody. One thing I did want to touch on before I get to your comments, and so good to see all the regulars here. The fact that each and every offseason, so much of the NFL world, right, is about, obviously creating content around a sport that has the longest offseason of any of the major sports. And there's so much that gets kind of talked about or dissected when it comes to the depth, quote unquote, of each team. And a lot of it is hot air. A lot of it you can kind of roll your eyes at and say, yeah, it's akin to, oh, so-and-so is in the best shape of his life. We get those headlines each and every year. And the depth thing becomes, a great talking point and something that gets, discussed, because we are seeing obviously huge rosters. Like, I think the Packers have 91 guys, in their program at the moment. And each team has like this gluttony of players where, each and every beat is kind of taking a deep dive, and we're talking about the talent depth on each squad. And that word almost kind of becomes meaningless at some point, because every team's got depth. Every team's got talent. A big part of it is obviously developing it and honing it. And I think the Packers have shown they've done a pretty damn good job of doing that, especially these last couple of years. But I'm telling you, man, the more you look at this wide receiver group, depth is not just, a label. It is a reality. There's little doubt when you go back and you watch, especially obviously the second half of the season into the playoff games, the way the team really started to gel, and those guys in particular started to marry up what they were doing along with Jordan's drops and what he was doing in the pocket, and the way we've clearly already kind of seen from some of the reporting around OTA practices, but also Jordan Love himself talking about it in his locker regarding the night and day difference where the offense is, where they are as far as a collective and a group and the sync that they're in, getting off the bus, so to speak, you know, this year as opposed to last year, where a lot of learning going on, a lot of mistakes being made, even into the regular season. That should allow that talent, that depth at wide receiver, to really shine early in the season. And that, more than anything, is what I'm really excited about, because you remember Ted's teams. Ted always was drafting wide receivers. Now, he didn't do any kind of like wholesale overhaul of the position the way Brian did last year. It's a different approach, but Ted was always constantly churning the roster at the wide receiver position, almost always adding one or two in the draft each and every year, trying to develop those guys in that position in particular. This group has a chance to be among that kind of pantheon of pass catchers that Aaron Rodgers really enjoyed earlier in his career. You know, Jordan Love should be thanking Brian Gutekunst for what the, you know, the talent he's gotten to kind of work with, help develop, and now hopefully open a window where they're going to put up a lot of yards and put up a lot of points and hopefully win a ton of football games. And, you know, obviously the goal is to win a championship together. We've talked about how, you know, the window for doing so is these next couple of years, and then there's going to be some decisions that are going to have to get made. But in the meantime, man, enjoy this. Enjoy the fact that we have, what, 5, 6, maybe even 7 deep at wide receiver. Realistically, it's a good time to be a Packers fan if you are a fan of the wide receiver position. There is little doubt about that. Hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see you. Before I get to your comments, let me give a quick shout out to our friends over at Ticket King. If you need Packers tickets, make sure you're heading to Ticket King. Link in the description of this video will take you where you need to go, or go to the schedule at CheeseheadTV.com. Use the Cheesehead TV app. We have links for each and every game, home, away, preseason, regular season. Do it, people. If you want to attend a Green Bay Packers football game in 2024, do so with Ticket King. They're locally owned and operated. They've been in the Wisconsin area since the early 90s. Hell, they have a spot directly across from Lambeau Field. Do it, people. Ticket King. Support a local company. Don't use Ticketmaster. Don't use StubHub, SeatGeek, any of this nonsense. Don't use those national guys. Use Ticket King. Support local. Do it, folks. All right, what's going on here in the comments section? So many people lining up to say what's up. Matthew, how you doing? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, I hope your holiday was amazing, buddy. Chelsea finished in Europe. Packers are about to go 17-0. And you've always got free beers at mine whenever you're next in England. Go Pack, go, brother. Matthew, can't thank you enough. Thank you so much, man. And yes, Chelsea finished in Europe and then sacked their manager. Although Enzo, we believe, I guess. John, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Send me my computer or I leave Cheesehead TV. Go Pack, go. Yes, I guess I haven't even talked about getting hacked while I was in across the pond there. Oh, the sun's coming through. Hi, son. How are you? Didn't count on that, Nagler, did you? Yeah, getting hacked was a trip. There was a very specific moment. I think it was a Tuesday night where I saw in my feed a new login from Russia. And that sounds like a joke or like, you know, cliche, but that's exactly what happened. And I immediately knew, oh, this is trouble. Ran up to my room, had spotty internet. We were literally in the middle of the Balearic Sea. By the time I got everything open and running on my laptop, dude had already, I guess, deferred or like let another account take control because he had infiltrated mine. So yeah, that was a good time. And then spending the week like trying to contact Twitter and convince them that I was me, even though my location was set for like at one point Italy and then another point Spain. Like I was all kind of over the map. How am I not the hacker? Probably to their eyes. So yeah, thanks to everybody who reached out, and thanks to a couple people, both with X and connected to X, who helped regain control of my account just last night, actually. Always a good time. Always a fun time dealing with hackers and all that nonsense. Soder's here. What's up, Soder? How you doing, man? Thank goodness you are back. Now distract me with sweet, sweet Packer talk. Soder, that's my job, man. You just sit back, grab yourself a beer, grab yourself a nice cold Carrot G if you can. Where is it? There, Carrot G. Do it, people. Sweet, sweet Carrot G. G said, Joey, what's going on, man? Welcome back, Aaron. This is you, right? Not the hacker. All jokes aside, hope you had a great trip, brother. See you in NOLA in February. Go Pack, go. Can you imagine if they go to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, Jordan Love leading them to not only the Super Bowl, just winning the thing in New Orleans? Talk about, I mean, it's going to be a party regardless, but man, talk about throwing it down. Let's go. Okay, I can't. Oh, let's get through preseason first, shall we? My goodness. Thomas, thanks for the super chat. Where's my MacBook? Stop getting hacked. Stop getting hacked fund. Thanks, Thomas. Oh, by the way, I did want to say, and not Thomas, this isn't directed at you per se, but everybody gets one where's my MacBook joke. I've gotten pretty much across the board all day on Twitter. I'm getting it at like every 5 minutes. Everybody gets one. And that's it. And then we're moving on. All right? You've been told. Em, what's going on? Thanks for the super chat. Welcome back, Nags. Without you, it's not the same. That's really nice of you to say, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Peter, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on new Eminem song, Houdini? I got to admit, I have not heard it yet. I have seen headlines about it. I've also seen a little bit of conversation on Twitter. Some people really hate it and think it's terrible. I've also seen people go, he's back. Like, I was never the world's biggest Eminem fan, so that's probably why I haven't rushed out to listen to it. Much more importantly, a new Crowded House album dropped on Friday. It's good to have Crowded House back. Neil Finn, one of the great songwriters of our time. Ed, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Welcome back. So cool you were able to do that with your dad. All that you missed is a superior team becoming even more superior. See, now that's something I can get behind. That's important work they're doing. Like I said, you got to get better. You get every day, like Matt says, you're getting better, you're getting worse. Right now, the Packers are getting better each and every day. Adam, what's going on, man? Who needs a wide receiver one when you have five wide receiver twos? Now, look, I'm glad you brought this up, Adam. You know, we've talked about this before, and I'm sure we'll talk about it all offseason and probably into the regular season. But, you know, if he's healthy, Christian Watson's your one. Like, there's zero doubt about it in my mind. But I know Tyler already clipped that and headed up on X and YouTube Shorts, and everybody's like got an opinion, and oh, it's so could easily be Reed or Wicks, or and I agree they could eventually turn into not even a number one, but a lead dog, right? Like the guy, not discounting that possibility. It could happen, but right now it's Christian Watson, no question. Ryan, what's going on, man? Countdown clock fun per Brandy's request. Well, that's very nice of you. Brandy and I will huddle and see how we allocate these funds. Matthew, thanks again, man. Shit, if you got hacked, who the hell stayed at my house and drank beer with me? I was drunk and can't remember. I believe that was Vlad from one of the Russian provinces. Brian, thanks for the super chat, man. Nice to see John Money in good spirits. He's back. Yeah, the Jair Alexander thing is interesting, isn't it? And it's not curious, I guess, but I guess it's noteworthy that Jair is clearly in a better place, right? We all know kind of the narrative and everything that unfolded throughout last season from the injuries and stuff behind the scenes that we'll probably never know about to his getting suspended for the event down in Carolina, which was a final straw. It wasn't just for that, obviously. And to now fast forward and see him there each and every time we have public availability in the OTA part of the offseason, where he is traditionally, the last couple of years, stayed away. Any of the voluntary stuff, he has not kind of been around. And now he's there each and every day. I know, I can't remember who it was, but somebody on staff said he was there even before the start of the offseason program. I know his availability at his locker certainly suggested a guy who was very much bought in. And I know there's a lot of speculation about whatever went on behind the scenes, his maybe perhaps disgruntled nature when it came to what he was being asked to do, what Joe Barry was asking him to do, etc. That's all possible, right? But we don't really know. I mean, I've seen so many people online jumping to the, oh, he clearly hated Joe Barry. Now Joe is gone. Now he's bought in. It's possible. I'm not saying that that's impossible, right? Like, of course, that's entirely within the realm of possibility. But we don't know that for sure. Jair hasn't said that. And there could be other things, other mitigating circumstances, other things in his life, out away from the facility and the game of football that maybe possibly put him in this different headspace and this different kind of level of commitment in the offseason especially. So we never really know unless they tell us or unless we see it, unless we hear it, you know, from the athlete himself. So, and like, look, no one was more frustrated and upset with Joe Barry than myself over the course of the last, you know, season plus, but I'm not ready to say that that's a straight line, that you can connect those dots automatically. You know, if Jair wants to say that, fine, but yeah, I would just caution against like, oh, that's clearly it. We don't know. We don't really know. The short diabetic, what a handle. Thanks for the super chat. Longtime listener, first time caller. Thanks to you for all the great content and for repping Pride merch. It means a lot as a queer Packer fan. Hey man, football is for everybody. I'm not going to get too much into the idea of people bellyaching about the Packers tweeting out a Pride kind of, you know, statement or whatever, you know, saying football is for everybody. And that got people bent out of shape online. I saw a spirited back and forth on X the other day, but man, I love the idea of football is for everybody because it is. It absolutely is. And yeah, like rocking it because man, you are welcome here at Cheesehead TV. Come on in. We're talking ball. Have a great time. We love having you here. Thanks so much. Cheesehead Joey, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Random Packer returns. Random Packer, Kamal Martin. Ooh, Kamal Martin. He of the erstwhile knee injury. What might have been? I mean, he looks so fucking good that first camp, man. That first couple weeks of camp, his rookie year. And then the injury started up again. And those are that's what you do, though, right? Was he a fourth round, I think. You know, obviously he had the knee issue in Minnesota, and you think this is the type of player that you want to take a chance on around that point of the draft where the upside is undeniable. You definitely see the playmaking ability. He could be a really productive player for you if you get on the other side of that knee and, you know, that's all it is. And it becomes like an afterthought during his extensive career. Clearly that didn't happen, but I understand that impetus to take that roll of the dice, so to speak. And again, like he looked legit as hell that first 2-3 weeks of camp. Just sad that injuries derailed his career. Peter, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Aaron, welcome back. Why haven't more GMs taken Goody's army of youth approach to team building? Tune for the day. Need you now by Cut Copy. Ooh, Cut Copy. A Cut Copy call out. Well done, man. Because everybody's different. Everybody's answering to a different boss. You know, I don't think there are too many owners in the NFL who would allow that type of approach. You know, you don't ever forget that the Green Bay is a very unique situation and a very unique setup. And there's no doubt that Mark Murphy is consulted when Brian says this is going to be my approach. We know, especially once Mark changed the hierarchy, the power structure, so to speak, a couple of years ago, where now Matt and Brian and Russ all meet directly with Mark, I guess in season once a week and then off season a little less, but he's very privy to these plans and these ideas and the approach. And clearly he lets Brian do his job. He doesn't interfere, but that is not the case in most NFL cities. Like look at Carolina, look at some of these play or up until 2 years ago, Washington, you know, there are plenty of places where the owner is sitting there with his thumb on the scale, so to speak, and doesn't allow the GM to really operate the way maybe he would like to or want to. And not saying that everybody wants to line up to do what Brian's done, but, you know, Brian was able to do that and say things like, we're not going to re-sign Big Dog because we want these two young tight ends to get out there and play, make their mistakes and grow, develop throughout the season. There are plenty of owners who would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about? Go sign a veteran. And then as the GM, you got to go sign a veteran, right? So it's I don't think it's a question of, you know, Brian's unlocked something like this is the magic formula. It's a way. It's his way of trying to approach the changeover from the Aaron Rodgers era to the Jordan Love era. And he has gone down this particular path. He has done so with the support of Mark Murphy, and that should not be forgotten. It shouldn't be dismissed because it's important, because it's not the case in every NFL city. Short, what's up? Also, random Packer in honor of Pride, Ezra Tualo. Tualo. Good call. Very good call. Who doesn't mean American anthem? That guy can sing. Joe, what's up? OT, is Indy 500, off topic, is Indy 500 a big deal in Europe? I don't think so. I certainly didn't hear much about it. I saw some ads on Twitter when I was scrolling, but that's about it. Nicholas, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. How much sleep does the average NFL head coach get? Matt comes off as a true grinder. Well, it's interesting. I think modern NFL coaches are very different. I think Matt included in this. I think he grinds. There's no doubt about that. But it's not in the way of kind of the past cliche of sleeping in the office, being there till 4 a.m., whatever, setting up a cot in the office, all that. I think that's a very, I'm not going to say extinct notion, but I think that's very much an archaic notion that doesn't really apply to the modern NFL coach. And that's, again, not to say that he's not working or grinding or whatever you want to call it. They very much do, and Matt very much does. But I think they're a hell of a lot smarter about it. You know, I'm never going to forget, and this is one of my favorite conversations I've ever had at training camp 3 or 4 years ago when Matt was first in town and they really changed up training camp, right? And the, how it was basically, you know, how much time they spent on the grass comparative to what they had done under McCarthy, very different. And it was a bit of a culture shock to people who'd been around both in the organization and outside the organization covering the stuff, right? And I'll never forget Larry McCarron on the sideline. We were talking about it. And I said, Larry, could you imagine this if, like, back in your day when you were playing? And he said, oh, these guys are so, like, he's like, this is 10 times smarter. You know, everything we did, obviously there was a very different world as far as what they were doing in the offseason to keep in shape or not, as the case may be. But, you know, Larry was like, what we did was medieval. This is a hell of a lot smarter. And I think a lot of NFL coaches have become a lot smarter about how they work rather than, oh, I'm in the office until 3:30 in the morning, looking at cut-ups. Well, great. At some point you're reaching a, you know, a point of diminishing returns. And I think that has been realized. So, and again, I'm not dismissing the work that Matt or any of these NFL coaches do because they can work their ass off. But I just think they're smarter about it now than maybe, you know, than the old heads were. Ian, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, best random Packer ever, Vic Soto, a Packers legend, if ever there was one. Adam, thanks again. Random Packer, Cedric Benson, may he RIP. Cedric Benson. Still remember him crying. What, he's fourth overall, taking to the Bears? Man, I'd cry too if the Bears drafted me. John Simatovich, what's up, man? I was wondering if someone was going to ask about this. Who is more delusional, 12 or Stroud? Well, I think it depends on the topic. But I'll tell you what, C.J. Stroud done lost his mind with the Matthew Stafford stuff. Like, the Eli Manning thing, would you take Eli Manning's career over Aaron Rodgers because he'd win two rings as opposed to one, etc.? I'll listen to those arguments, and people will have their opinions, and that's fine. That's a different topic. But the Matthew Stafford thing, for those of you who maybe have missed it in the last 24 hours or whatever, C.J. Stroud intimated, well, they didn't even intimate, he said out, like, flat out, if Matt Stafford had been in Aaron Rodgers' position, i.e. on those teams that Aaron Rodgers was on, he would have won multiple rings. And he, like, stressed this. Like, someone said, whoever the host was, said, oh, he'd have another ring. Like, no. He cut him off and said he'd have multiple rings. Like, C.J. Stroud has lost his mind. Matthew Stafford has gone from this perennially underrated talent, a guy who was and is really, really good, an amazing NFL quarterback. I take nothing away from Stafford, but he's still Matt Stafford, who has made some of the most boneheaded decisions with the football throughout the entirety of his career. I mean, you just look at the opportunities that the Packers had because Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback, as far just taking care of the football. I mean, you want to talk about rings, plural, for Matthew Stafford, whose only ring exists because a 49er safety dropped a classic Matthew Stafford boneheaded throw in the NFC Championship game. It's the only reason they're in the Super Bowl to begin with. So, look, I think C.J. Stroud is awesome. I think he is, as he said, a student of the game. I have zero doubt that he believes what he's saying. But man, the Matthew Stafford thing has gone full circle to where I remember 5-6 years ago, like people thought Stafford was a bum and they talked all the time about, oh, he's awful. And like, it was a joke that he got, you know, with the Lions for so long, couldn't win, blah, blah, blah. And then he got traded to LA and McVay and the whole thing. And it was like, he was talked down about all the time. And look, I got receipts. I can tell you, I can show you, like, I was know people. He is a very good, very talented quarterback. But now it feels like the pendulum has swung the other way and people can't gas him up enough. It's like, wait a second. No, he is insanely talented. He is a very good NFL quarterback. But let's slow our roll a bit and like put things in perspective about his propensity to put the ball in jeopardy. Ball is life. The ball is life. And Stafford, for all his talent and all his ability and all his great playmaking, he is still a problem in that area to this day. So those are my only thoughts there. Cheeto, what's going on, man? I got pretty mad at Barry, too. Admittedly, I wanted his next job to be making my Costco receipts. Know what I mean? Cheeto, so good to hear from you, man. She said, Joey, thanks again, man. The wide receiver position is going to get interesting in 2 years when those guys are up for new contracts. Yeah, Joey, I mentioned that at the top. It's a good problem to have. They'll absolutely have to cross that bridge at some point. But in the meantime, I'm just going to enjoy being stacked at wide receiver. Doug Hype, how you doing, man? Carry the damn G, 12-pack, please. We will be, hopefully, having a little bit of news on the carry the G front sooner rather than later. Obviously, the hope and desire is to be ready to launch this season's iteration of Carry the G around the start of training camp. But we'll see what happens. Cheeto, thanks again, man. Typo, Barry, you get 2 more bucks. Thanks, Cheeto. Joey, thanks again. Would Stafford had recovered that onside? Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. That's the other component here that drives me insane when we're talking about quarterbacks and rings and all this stuff. It's like, if I hear one more time that, you know, Eli beat Brady. No, Eli didn't play Brady. They were never on the field together at any point in either of those Super Bowls. Stop it. Stop it. This isn't basketball. This isn't even, you know, one-on-one. This is football, man. It's the ultimate team game. And yes, quarterbacks touch the ball. They are the most important player. I get all that. No question about it. Man, there is so much more that goes into it. Like, look at all the points Aaron Rodgers' defense gave up in those seasons where C.J. Stroud is talking about how Stafford would have easily gotten a couple more rings. Give me a break, people. There's just way, 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 way more that goes into it. Oh, there it is. Justice got his MacBook joke in. Everybody gets one. Like I said earlier, everybody gets one MacBook joke. Justice, you've used your allotment. I hope you used it wisely, buddy. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. A reminder, sign yourself up for the Cheesehead Nation newsletter. Next one going out tomorrow morning, each and every week. All the Cheesehead TV goodness in your inbox once a week during the offseason. Once the season starts, we'll be kicking it up and having 2 a week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on, join the party. The link to join is in the description of this video. Check it out, people. And don't forget, if you need those tickets, hit up Ticket King. That's what you want to do. Link in the description. Hit it. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's so good to be back. So good to hear from all of you. I will say, just to wrap up here, it was incredibly kind of otherworldly to, you know, be on the other side of the world and kind of detached from all of this and to realize how much I love what I do. And I had a great chat with my dad about this, about how I can't believe that you guys make this possible for my life to be about talking about the Green Bay Packers. Like, that's wild. I mean, and think about how, like, my dad was talking about, like, you know, when I was 10, 12 years old, if I had told that kid, this is what you're going to be doing as your job, It's insane. And it's because of you guys. I cannot thank you guys enough. Really, truly, deeply appreciate each and every one of you, even the haters, as a wise man once said. I love you. You keep me going. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Pack, go.